Welcome to another edition to the USF Don's Weekly Magazine Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Brian Professor Davis, here on the anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area. Don's trying to hopefully rebound from a tough week, losing 2 out of 3 in the weekend series against the Loyola Marymount Lions over the weekend, and they lost 2-1 Friday, a tough one, and they lose. They win 3-2 on Saturday afternoon, and then 6-5 on Sunday. They fell a buck short to the LMU Lions, and now in the last 4 games, you're getting back to that elimination game in the losers bracket of the West Coast Conference Tournament. Last season, it was the Dons have lost, or all 4 of those games, had just 3 of those 4 losses by the Dons by LMU were all by 1-1. Director always says, always Don's presented by Park and Fly. Park and Fly has more than 50 years of convenient hassle-free airport parking. Visit PNF.com for discounts and airport parking outside the San Francisco Oakland Bay area. That's PNF.com for Park and Fly. And by LexBus and Shuttle American Services, make the fan of you, probably serving the Bay Area for tech companies and USF campuses. LexBus is the leading choice of commuter shuttle services and group charter transportation. Get your people moving with LexBus America. And also buy the USF Bookstore. Get all your favorite Don's gear. Wear your green and gold with pride. Visit the USF Bookstore this week. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Fridays from 8:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. closed on Sundays. In the meantime, we will get now started with our segment with Zach, the Z-Man, Dr. Z, Zach Zager, our analytics guy for baseball. And it was a tough one over the weekend, but these games were on Sunday or over the weekend, all by 1-1 games. So what are your analysis on that weekend series against the Loyola Marymount Lions?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Brian. I had a science teacher in my freshman year in high school. You know, we always asked him something along the lines of, oh, we were so close, do we get partial credit for answering a question or whatever? And he always told us no, because close enough only works in nuclear warfare. Unfortunately, close enough does not work in baseball games.
No moral victory in the NFL, no moral victories, they should say.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially when, I mean, I think it's something that separates teams. I know when you start looking at run differentials and what have you, come up with these shotgun measures that measure how good teams are. But if you look at how teams perform one-run games, you start talking about situational stuff. Having competitive at bats, and I'm not saying that we didn't, you know, that game on Sunday in the last inning, we had some stuff cooking up, game of inches, we very easily could have pushed the run across, but, you know, there's always something more that we can do, on our end.
That's right.
So, you know, I think we just got to find a way to do the little things, play good situational baseball, clean up a few things with the on defense, and then I think we need to get back to being more dynamic on offense. I think we've lost some of that component just looking at the last few games. The contributions that we were getting from guys in the first part of the season, maybe they're starting to cool off, or things are just a little bit volatile right now. And we just haven't, the last week and a half, we haven't been able to get consistent contributions from everybody on board. So,
boy, I mean, it showed when Jonathan Allen strikes out with runners at first and second with 2 outs, one hit away from tying it, and an extra base hit or more, and then some, possibly a possible win. Or if not, at the least, very least, playing extra innings.
Right. You know, I'm not gonna rail any specific guys or anything. No, it's the entire club, you know, that has to We got to execute in these close games. We got to play great situational baseball because, you know, once again, close enough only works in nuclear warfare. But you know, it's always onward. I think it's always onward, and we have to reset for St. Mary's this weekend. It's gonna be a great series.
Great series as always, because the Bay Area rival from the East Bay and a long time. And St. Mary's has come a long way in recent in the last three or four years. They have were one of the teams. If you looked at their schedule, that was a series win, and you gotta give a lot of credit to their head coach Eric Valenzuela, which coach at one time he was recruited by Coach Giratano over when he was an assistant and a hitting coach over at Arizona State, and then I think he did play there for a bit and then transferred to Pepperdine and then got an assistant role with Coach Lucio at the University of San Diego.
Yeah, even didn't Eric spend some time with Tony Gwynn at San Diego State.
Right.
Eric, you know, he runs a great program over there. He's been around college baseball for a long time. And like you were alluding to, it looks like they've turned the corner in the last 3-4 years.
Talking with our SID baseball man, Mark Rivera, used to be the SID for baseball over at St. Mary's. They were in that regional and North Carolina State in that regional like 3 years ago, and they came very close to stealing a win over there in that regional.
Right. I mean, it all gets back to what we're talking about. You know, you have these shotgun measures of run differentials, runs created for offenses, fielder independent pitching metrics, what have you. These tools are nice, but I mean, when you talk about being at a regional, being so close to winning a game, it comes down to executing situational baseball. And, you know, it's something they've gotten better at. Something we got to get better at as we move forward here.
And also, because we're getting towards that stretch where we're right now in the second half of this 9-game homestand. It is their first series loss of the year. And, you know, you look at the schedule coming up, they got St. Mary's here for 3, and then, you know, they'll play the Val Wolfpack one week from next Tuesday. Then it's a very short week because you only get the one full day of practice, and then next Thursday, the week of Easter, is one week from next Thursday, they're at UOP over at Klein Family Field in Stockton. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, then get the Easter day off, and then back-to-back midweek games against UC Davis. An opportunity, really. They got to win this series this weekend, and maybe it's a must-win series. If they're going to stay afloat, I mean, you look at the standings right now. The Dons right now are tied for fourth with Pepperdine, and they're right behind St. Mary's a game. A series win on Sunday would have put them in first place. But you look at the standings, it's USF, and then it's Gonzaga they'll play in 2 weeks, and then Pacific in 1 week. So pretty much these next 3 weeks should tell where this team is going to be towards the end of the finish line in West Coast Conference play. And they do play BYU to close out that schedule in Provo, Utah, which that place has been a night, been a house of horrors for the Dons in recent time. Have lost, end up lost 6 in a row, and they have lost 6 straight, 8 of 9 over in at Miller Park in Provo, and they've lost 10 of their previous 12. So, you know, games there, so this is a time that they're really going to have to start getting that offense back on track.
Yeah, I think collectively, we're just going one game at a time, one pitch at a time. We play the way we can play. We can beat anybody on any given day. But you got to do it. We've talked about before, we're not spending too much time looking around the conference. I mean, obviously you'll check in on where you're sitting.
Well, of course, we have to.
Um, But if we play the way that we can play, we can beat anybody in this conference. So I think the highest amount of we place the most importance on that, our quality of play, making sure that we're doing everything we need to do when baseball games.
And also, looking at some of the averages, you've been taking a look at this, so in depth of the, for the player, individual players with their stats so far.
Yeah, you know, I think there's contributions all around the board. I think, you know, if you look at it from a statistical point of view, the volatility that's associated with different things, whether it's batting average on ball and play, swing and miss rate, batting average. These are things that we're watching, and there are certain guys that are, I'm not going to name names, but there are certain guys whose job is to jump base, and then there are certain guys whose job is to drive them in, and damage them. And with respect to the volatility associated with certain statistics, I think just in the last week and a half, we just haven't had everything clicking at once. I think if you look at the series that we had down at USC, that was a series where we were, maybe with the exception of Friday, but Saturday and Sunday, how dynamic we were, how we can score runs, experience many on-base events in an inning, doing it many different ways, taking walks, hitting singles, hitting damage events. And then if you look at a series like this weekend, that dynamic element just wasn't present. And I think it's just we caught a bad weekend where not everything's clicking at once. And that's going to happen because, you know, the stats, guys' output, it's volatile. It's going to move up and down throughout the season.
Right, right.
But if you look at, there are some weekends where you catch it where just the pieces aren't aligned. So I think it's just work. You just got to keep working at it.
I agree, yeah. Absolutely.
We'll
yeah.
figure it out.
Yeah, and then, how about the Stanford game? What were your thoughts on that game against Stanford, their hitters?
Yeah, those guys,
they're
massive.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's like Murderer's Row or the Big Red Machine.
I got here for the seventh inning, I think, and it was 11-1 by that point. I had to work, so.
I know, yeah.
I couldn't make it here in time, but they're a great club. They're ranked number 2 in the country.
They're now they're ranked 5th. They dropped
to UCLA. Yeah.
That was a great series over the weekend. I mean, if they win that series, they win 2 out of 3. They're guaranteed they're number 1 by themselves.
Right.
But they're still in first place in the Pac-12 conference, so you know, you finish first place, they finish first place in that conference, and they're definitely gonna they will be hosting a regional. The question is, will it be and most likely another chance that they're gonna be a national seed again,
right? They run a great program. Dave Esker does a great job.
A former player from the recently retired Mark Marquez.
Exactly. He left a great legacy.
Well, I remember, and this is before, I remember, and this is during my youth, I was 10, 11 years old back in 87, 88, when Stanford won back-to-back, won the College World Series consecutive years. They beat top-ranked Oklahoma State. And that's when Robert Ventura was playing at that time over in Oklahoma State. And his future teammate of the White Sox, Black Jack McDowell, was on the Stanford team that won it all, was drafted by the White Sox in that June draft of 87. Of course, went on to win it was a 2 or 3-time 20-game winner, won the American League Cy Young Award in 93, part of the team that won the American League West. In 93, we were eventual teammates. They beat Oklahoma State in 87 and in 88. They ended up beating Arizona State to defend their crown.
Right. They definitely have phenomenal players go through that program throughout the decade, really. it's impressive.
I mean, you know, also they had other guys like the Hall of, now new Hall of Famer Mike Mussina in there, his old teammate with the Orioles, Jeffrey Hammond's great career playing for the Giants, Ryan Garko, who's currently playing at, or coaching over there up there Pacific. And then you had, I could sit here for hours, just a lot of names. Austin Slater down with the Giants, and then John Mayberry Jr. Father was a great first baseman with the Royals. Then you had so many names that I can hard to remiss. So many great players that came out of that system.
Right, they have.
So anything else? Anything else of the outlook going down the sixth drive with the Dons?
Yeah, I think we're going to continue to monitor the pitching. I think Sunday, Grant got a little bit roughed up there. But we'll see what happens. You know, we're looking for competitors. We're looking guys that are going to pound the zone, that are going to compete. So that Sunday role, we're going to continue to monitor. But I think what we talked about before, I think we just caught a bad weekend with respect to the offense. Not everybody's clicking at once. I like where we're at, dude.
I agree.
I think we're there. We control our own destiny. If we play the baseball we need to play, we can beat anybody in this conference.
Yeah, I mean, the Dons are trying to do something that no Dons team, and this is my 21st year on the Hilltop, but they have never, in the 90 years of Dons baseball, have never made postseason back-to-back. So that would be an ultimate, that'd be the ultimate goal, you know, to get to the postseason in consecutive years for the first time in this long, long story to history.
That would be great. Let's plan on it. One day at a time.
Of course. We got a lot. We'll talk about that hopefully in about talk to me about that around a month, about 4 to 6 weeks from now. Go figure.
Yeah, getting ready for the conference.
Well, we have to worry about that when the time allows itself. So, got to play one Uno at a time, no figure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, get you, that's Zach Ziegler, the Dr. Z.
Thanks for having me on, Brian. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Z, our baseball analytics. I'm Brian Professor Davis, and you're listening to USF Dons Weekly Magazine Show on anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area.
Hey Dons fans, the San Francisco Athletic Club is the official bar and restaurant of the USF Dons Athletics. That's the San Francisco Athletic Club located on the corner of Divisadero and Bush Streets in San Francisco. Visit San Francisco Athletic Club for food, drinks, and all of the games while you enjoy the atmosphere. Go Dons and go San Francisco Athletic Club. Dons Baseball is proudly sponsored by Midas Touch in San Francisco. The Midas Touch is located at 4419 Geary Boulevard in San Francisco. Open daily 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Touch the Midas Touch. USF like to thank the following partners for their support of Dons Athletics. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is the official drink, and Powerade, the official sports drink of USF Athletics. As we continue on our USF Dons Weekly Magazine podcast show on anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area. Here's a week of the week giving us an update on the West Coast Conference standings presented by WCCSports.com. That's WCCSports.com for all the latest news, what's going on in the West Coast Conference, and events all around the West Coast Conference. So check out around the West Coast Conference. And this upcoming weekend series of the baseball coming up for this coming weekend, it's going to be Pepperdine taking on the BYU Cougars. That'll be a series Thursday, April 11th through Saturday, April 13th. Remember, BYU does not play on Sundays. They'll be at Miller Park. They'll be the first of a three-game set. They'll be beginning on Thursday night out in Provo, Utah. That's going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, three-game set in Provo. That's an important series. And also then San Diego Toreros, they'll be at Page Stadium. That's a big series for them. They're taking on the Loyola Marymount Lions, who right now sit in first place in the West Coast Conference standings. They'll be at Page Stadium down in L.A. for a three-game set this coming weekend. Gonzaga will be traveling to take on their West Coast Conference rival, Northwest rival, the Portland Pilots at Joe Etzel Field up in Portland. That's a three-game weekend set. And then Pacific will be traveling down to the South Bay. They'll be taking on the Santa Clara Broncos at Stephen Schott Stadium for a three-game weekend set down at Schott Stadium in Santa Clara. And then, of course, your USF Dons will be taking on St. Mary's Gales in a very important West Coast Conference series on the Hilltop this coming weekend. As we look at the standings right now, Loyola Marymount is in first place. They're 9-3, have a game lead ahead of the BYU Cougars. LMU is 20-12 overall. BYU in second, 8-4 in West Coast Conference play, 22-8 overall. St. Mary's are in third place, 6-3, and they're a game and a half out there, 20-12 overall. Pepperdine, USF, and Gonzaga is a three-way tie for fourth place. Pepperdine is 7-5. They're 16-12 overall. The Dons will play the Waves in their first weekend series, in the weekend series here on the Hilltop coming up in the first weekend of May. The Dons sit at 7-5. They're 18-14 overall. Gonzaga is 7-5. They're even 500. Dons will play the Bulldogs coming up 2 weeks from Friday night. And then San Diego 6-6. They're 21-12 overall. Pacific 4-8. They're 17-16 overall. The Dons' next opponent coming up 1 week from Thursday. And then Portland is 2-10, 20-14 overall. Santa Clara picking up their first win. They lost a heartbreaking series against Pepperdine down at 80 Field in Malibu last weekend. They're 1-8 and 7-23 overall. And the Dons, a reminder, they'll be taking on the St. Mary's Bulldogs, or the Gales of St. Mary's, this coming weekend on the Hilltop in a very important three-game series against the Gales. And a reminder, if you come out to the ballpark on Friday, it is Sunglasses Day. That'll be Sunglasses Day on Friday. First 300 fans, you'll get free Sunglasses Day. Then it's going to be our military and our emergency personnel day, as all our military and our emergency police and paramedic personnel will be at the ballpark. If you're a part of that, they will receive a free entry to the ballpark. That will be on Saturday. And then Sunday will be Autism Awareness Day. That'll be Autism Awareness Day. We will have another, probably for our next week in our podcast, we'll have Deb Peralta as our special guest. We'll talk about the Autism Day. Please come out and support the Autism Awareness Day at the ballpark. That will be at 1 p.m. Both teams will be wearing a patch or bracelets of the awareness of autism. That will be Sunday at 1 p.m., Friday at 3 p.m., Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. Get your tickets at usfdons.com for all the tickets. More information, usfdons.com/tickets, or call the USF Dons box office at area code 415-422-2USF. That's 415-422-2USF. The box office is open daily, Monday through Friday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And in case if you can't make it to any of the game will be streaming live video-wise on the W.TV, as Pat Olson will give you the play-by-play action. He'll take you through the rest of the weekend. And then coming up in 1 week, that will be coming up in 1 week, next week on the 18th, the 1 week from Thursday, USF will take on the Pacific Tigers up at Klein Family Field. We're going to give you the audio version of that 1 week from Thursday. That will be on the Arena Sportsnet Bay Area. We'll give you that game coming up in 1 week, next Thursday in Stockton. Well, that's it for now. I'm Brian Professor B. Davis. Thank you for listening to another edition of the USF Dons Weekly Podcast Magazine Show. We hope you enjoyed it. Then we thank you to Zach Zegler, our special guest. And then we'll talk to you next week for another edition of the USF Dons Weekly Magazine Show. are to thank you for everybody for listening. And as always, your comments are very welcome. Go to anchor.fm or anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area for to listen to the podcast and all the replays of previous podcasts. In the meantime, I'm Brian Professor B. Davison. So long. Thank you for listening to the USF Don's Weekly Magazine Show, Weekly Podcast Magazine. The USF Don's Weekly Magazine Podcast is an association presentation of the Arena Sportsnet Bay Area.